You know that you have passed from death unto life because you began to do like God. You love. That's how you know. For God, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Tell me who loved God back before God loved them first. Every one of us was a hater. Every one of us hated God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. But God so loved us that he did what? Gave his only begotten son. That, and I mean, listen to this. Gave his only begotten son that he said that whosoever will do what? Believeth in him should not perish. That means God gave his son, and the son did all that I just have gone through. He paid the price. You were mean, still lost. But he did all of that. Then he said, if you believe I did that for you, I'll bring you on board. If you believe that, you can come on board. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So let's go on. He said, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now here's what you want to do. You want to renew your mind because, see, your spirit got born again. The life of God came on the inside of your spirit. But there you stand, there you sit, there you are with the same mind. Whatever you've been practicing, you know, some people get saved earlier than others. Others would accept Jesus earlier than others. Some people live 20 years, 30 years, some 40, and some older before they get born again. Their mind had been exposed to a lot of wrong stuff. Even as a child, a teenager, get exposed to a lot of wrong stuff. And so your mindset is different from God's mindset. And if you don't renew your mind, you're going to have a problem believing God. You're not going to believe what God says about you and to you. You're not going to believe what he says, what he said he had done for you, because you got a different mindset than he. If you want the full benefit of walking with God daily, you have to renew your mind. You have to get some stuff out of your mind, get something, and get your mind renewed to a new set of rules or a new way of thinking. So listen to this. Now, you want to renew your mind with the Word of God, so that you can become God inside minded. Romans 12:1. Listen to what God said, Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. You don't leave your body out there loose and do whatever you want to do and dictate to you and tell you what it's going to do. But you take charge of it, you present it to God, a living sacrifice. How holy, that you keep it under and make it live and conduct itself the way God says for you to do. You don't look at the world and let the world make those decisions. You don't let the enemy put pressure on you or tempt you to do something different. You yield to the temptation. You resist. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable what? In 1 Corinthians 6, 6:19, I believe, where I want. I didn't give you that scripture, but 1 Corinthians 6:19, I believe that's what it says. If not, I'll find it's real close. He said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? That's why you want to present it to God. That's the least you can do with your body, make it a temple. Because God had purchased you. And that's the least you could do is make your body a sanctuary for God to dwell in. Like we've done this building. We made it a sanctuary to come together to worship in. We make our body a sanctuary for the Spirit of God. See, my spirit is in my body. And God, we keep it clean and holy. You know, you walk in here and we got Sharon and Tommy, the caretakers, to keep it clean. I mean, it's just junk all over the building. It's just the seats nasty and everything out of order. We will start looking, what they doing? We got them in charge of keeping the building clean. See, God got you in charge keeping your house clean. Are you hearing me? Why? Because he have placed his precious divine life inside of you. And you are responsible to make sure you keep the junk out, because junk going to show up. Y'all know that? You know it. You live in a house, you don't ever clean it up. You come in there, you can't get in. Clothes all over the floor. Dishes ain't been washed. The bed hadn't been made. And there's junk everywhere. You say, why are these folks living? God. And that's why you have a hard time sometimes. Some people have a hard time getting God to move. They're too junky. But he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what? That's the least you could do. Keep your house clean. I've placed this divine life in you. I'm living in you through the new birth. I'm living in you through this resurrected life. This life came from me. That's the best you could get. And I gave you the best you could have. Now, the least you can do is keep your house clean so I can dwell there. So when praise want to go forth, it's no problem. But if you all cluttered down with all kind of stuff, you wind up being religious, putting on a show, trying to cover up stuff. Hallelujah. But if you got your house clean and you got fresh fire, fresh anointing, hallelujah. You come in, you set the house on fire. Hallelujah. 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 And those that's kind of damp, you can get them dried out and on fire. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Verse 2. Are y'all getting anything tonight? Verse 2. Verse 2 says, and be not conformed. See, you take care of your... See, that's what you can't let your body rule you. God have placed inside of that body. Let me finish this verse so we can. I just kind of started